Logan does nothing but spend hours hunched over his kitchen table fiddling with wires and bits of metal. I want to punch him every time I walk into the room. We barely look at each other, barely speak. He won't change his mind, and I'm not about to beg. I don't need Logan to travel the wasteland with me as I track Dad. All I need is a way over the wall. 3 days after moving into Logan's house, I found his magnetic hand grips, perfect for sliding safely down the bulky steel ribs along the wall. 3 days after that, he unknowingly presented me with the perfect opportunity for escape. Now, I wrap my cloak around myself and push into the sparse crowd still drifting stall to stall in Lower Market, haggling over produce, rubbing linens between their fingers to check for quality, and whispering in my wake. It's been 13 years since a woman dared walk through Lower Market without her protector. She paid for her actions with her life. Flicking the hood of my cloak over my head, I make sure it hides every strand of the red hair that makes me so easily recognizable. I don't like the idea of risking my life by going through Lower Market alone, but I'm desperate for the chance to do what no one else seems willing to do, search for Dad outside the wall. Lower Market is laid out like a man's back. The main road forms the spine and leads toward the North Tower, while smaller roads and alleys branch off like ribs running east and west. My heart pounds a little faster as I aim for the left side of the main road and start walking. The first stall I reach is a trestle table, laden with a few remaining crates of juicy pears and thick-skinned melons. A woman and her protector squeeze the fruit between their fingers before loading up their sack, murmuring to each other as they weigh each choice. Ignoring them, I move on. A glance at the sky tells me I have about 30 minutes until twilight and the final closing of the gate.